We now move to two time certains. The first one is Council Item 380. Carla, would you please call, please read the title.
Reauthorize Environmental Services Tree Bait Program to incent residential yard tree planting to contribute to Portland's stormwater management, clean river, and community livability goals.
Colleagues, the Bureau of Environmental Services invests in green infrastructure to manage stormwater and to protect the health of Portland's watersheds. Trees are essential to the Bureau's green infrastructure investments, and they deliver significant, cost-effective stormwater management benefits to the city and to our ratepayers. The Portland City Council first launched the Tree Bait program almost 9 years ago. The program provides a modest incentive to Portlanders to plant trees in their residential yards. I would like to invite Jennifer Karps, Tree Program Coordinator for the Bureau of Environmental Services, to give a brief presentation. And she will be followed by a panel of invited testimony, including Whitney Dorer, Deputy Director, Friends of Trees, Ted Labby, Policy and Program Director, Urban Green Spaces Initiative, and Twee Two, Urban Forestry Commissioner Member. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, and thank you, Commissioners, for having me today. I'm excited to come to Council in April, which, as you know, is Arbor Month. Just a shameless plug for Arbor Month there. But today we're here to talk about our tree bait program, which the authorization for expires at the end of the fiscal year, June 30th, and we're here to request reauthorization. So the Environmental Services Bureau, a little bit of background about BES, is the Stormwater and Sewer Management Bureau. So we are charged with making sure that our surface waters are clean. And we do that, there's a little picture story up on the screen here, we do that through investment in both gray infrastructure and green infrastructure to help to manage both sanitary sewage and stormwater and to keep our rivers clean and keep our communities healthy and vibrant through the both the gray and green investments that we make. As you know, Portland gets about 37 inches of rain a year. It may seem like more like 137 sometimes, but it's roughly 37 inches. And that generates a lot of stormwater because of all of the impervious surfaces, the buildings and roads that we have built as we've urbanized. So as I mentioned, we have a complex suite of gray and green infrastructure that we use to manage that stormwater and keep our residents safe. We use pipes and pump stations quite exhaustively, but at the surface, we have a lot of exciting treatments that we use as well. For my part, we are in the tree planting and tree investment business. The Bureau also invests in bioswales, rain gardens, eagle roofs, and other sorts of green infrastructure that help to manage stormwater more naturally, but also provide a suite of complementary benefits, improving air quality. There's been a lot of data lately, particularly about the human health benefits of trees, not just in terms of well-being and just sort of feeling good to be around trees, but also that trees are actually conferring us health benefits, that we might live longer and be less inclined to die from respiratory ailments. So to get to the tree bait program, tree bait began in 2009, was funded at first with under the Gray to Green initiative, which occurred from 2008 to 2013, and it was a significant investment over and above what the city had been doing in green infrastructure to try to catch us up with the level of development that had occurred in the city and, again, manage stormwater more naturally and improve the health of our communities. So the tree bait program, among other programs that the Bureau runs, helps us to meet our stormwater management goals. It helps the city to meet its tree canopy cover goals, which, as you know, our hope is to get to 33% tree canopy cover by 2030. And then also to improve community livability. And our tree planting programs do that in a number of ways, not just with the benefits that the trees provide, but also that we involve a lot of community members in planting those trees, which I expect you'll hear from Whitney Dorer when she speaks. And the tree bait program is fairly straightforward. This is one piece of a suite of programs that the Bureau of Environmental Services offers to get trees planted in the city. Tree bait is for the resident who wants to plant a tree on their property and goes out to a nursery, buys the tree, or perhaps hires someone to plant a tree. They can choose just about whatever tree species they like, as long as it's not on our nuisance plants list. And then they get a one-time credit on their utility bill against their on-site stormwater fee as a thank you from us that they're going to help us to manage that stormwater. The amount of the credit varies depending on how big the tree will be when it's mature. So a Douglas fir or an Oregon white oak, something that gets quite large, will get you half of what you paid for the tree up to a maximum of $50. And if you plant a smaller tree, an apple tree, a dogwood, something like that, then you'll get half of what you paid to the tree up to $15. And for the medium-sized trees, that maximum is $25. You go to the nursery or wherever you get your tree, you plant it, and then you fill in the application and send it to us with your proof of purchase. And then we give you that one-time credit, and it shows up on your utility bill as an adjustment. So it's a very elegant process. And then, of course, one of my favorite parts about TreeBait is that we partner with nurseries to help get the word out about our program. And there are a number of area nurseries. The image on the screen here is one of the A-frame signs that we have at a local nursery that advertises the TreeBait program. And we have found that our nursery partners are really engaged with the program, and they like to talk to customers about it. So since November of 2009, when the program started, we've served over 1,500 customers. We've given them over 3,000 of these TreeBait credits and spent about $70,000 in the process. So it's a very modest program. The average amount of the TreeBait is under $23 per tree. So relative to the other programs that we have, TreeBait is very modest, but it provides a nice ability for if you want to do it your way yourself, then you can participate in tree planting in the city. And I think it's interesting that we ask people to tell us where they bought their trees because we want to make sure that we can reach out to those businesses and see if they want our outreach materials. And so far, 236 nurseries and landscape service providers have been involved in the TreeBait program. People have purchased their trees there, which we think is wonderful that we're able to help support these industries. Just briefly, the legislative history of TreeBait. As I mentioned, we started in 2009 for the five-year term of the Great to Green Initiative. We came back to see you in 2013 and asked for another 5 years to run the program. In that time, we've been very happy with the program, and we would like to, our request today is to ask for your reauthorization on a permanent basis.
By the way, Jennifer, I have to say I really appreciate that we're starting to include legislative history in these PowerPoints. We have two relatively new members of council. We'll have a new member of council next year. And many of the things that come to council do have significant legislative history. And I love the idea of a slide that walks through how we got here. So thank you for including that.
Absolutely. Thank you. So finally, the future of TreeBait. We're excited to get the reauthorization and are looking toward the future to refresh the program to improve its accessibility to all residents of Portland. As I mentioned before, TreeBait is one part of a suite of programs that the Bureau of Environmental Services offers. We have contracts with some landscape on-call contractors, and we use them to plant trees where it would be difficult or unsafe for volunteers to work, so with commercial, industrial, and multifamily partners generally. And then we have a contract with Friends of Trees, and they actually plant most of our trees for us. And I think I recognize some faces in the room and behind the bench up here, folks who have come out and planted trees with Friends of Trees, so you know what I'm talking about. So we're excited to improve accessibility to the TreeBait program and to continue to work with our community partners to focus our efforts on low tree canopy, low income, and racially diverse communities. And thank you very much for your attention.
Colleagues, let's bring the panel up, and then we'll take questions for all of our participants.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. If Whitney Dorer, Ted Labby, and Twee Too could please come forward. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to join us today. Commissioner Too, let's start with you.
Thank you, and thank you for having me here. This is probably the second time I've addressed you as an urban forestry commissioner. My name, again, is Twee Too. I am also an adjunct professor at the University of Portland and the University of Oregon, and I teach a course in resiliency planning. So a lot of what you will hear about and a lot of what the city is working on is what will ultimately go to the next generations of students. But today I'm here, again, on behalf of the Urban Forestry Commission, as well as a resident of East Portland, and representing the communities of the Jade District and beyond. It is our hope, and it is important, it's imperative, that the city continues to offer incentives to thank and also to acknowledge the stewardships of our residents for taking proactive actions in planting trees to help our city meet our 2050 100% renewable goals. In the case of the tree bait program, it helps the city meet those goals, such as the climate change preparation, stormwater management, and urban forestry canopy tree cover. As you may know, I do quite a bit of work with the Jade District, and the Jade District has been very influential in piloting some projects, and one of the favorite ones that have come to light was the Oregon Initiative project in greening the Jade. And so it's been very successful and a very community gathering opportunity, and also visioning out as to what we could do to help East Portland. So I don't have much else to say, but just to encourage that it is something that is very important with our community out in East Portland. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us. I seem to recall we took up your nomination just a few months ago, and here you are with your first presentation. So thank you. Ted, welcome.
Thanks. My name is Ted Labby, and I serve on the Portland Utility Board as a volunteer, but today I'm here representing the Urban Green Space Institute. And as an individual, I'm really happy to come out and support the extension of this program. I think it's a very important program that the city has, and I would encourage you to renew it. The city of Portland is losing large form trees, and there are precious few places in our right-of-ways to plant large and medium form trees. And a lot of residents now seem to be favoring small form trees in the right-of-way. So it makes this program of encouraging and incentivizing people to plant trees in their yards that much more important. We, aside from the removal of unnecessary pavement, there's no better way than tree planting to address stormwater runoff and the urban heat island effect. And we know that trees have a multitude of community environmental benefits, so it's perfectly appropriate for the city to incentivize their planting in private yards with discounts on stormwater utility charges. With that said, I want to strongly encourage you to fully fund the Street Tree Task Force as part of the spring bump process. We need some new creative thinking about how to fund our street tree investments, and that cannot happen without this new task force. So thanks again.
So, Ted, I think we got an email from you. I've gotten a bunch of emails. This is just for the public to understand. This is a $100,000 ask that Commissioner Fritz is a strong supporter of in our budget modification process. And my understanding that we'll come back to council for a vote. So
great.
Thank you for being here. Whitney, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm Whitney Dorr, Deputy Director at Friends of Trees, and as a long-term partner of BES, Friends of Trees is here today to support TreeBait as an ongoing program that can be offered as a resource to City of Portland residents. As we are a group who plant over 2,400 trees, neighborhood trees, in City of Portland each year, engaging thousands of residents, we also receive hundreds of calls that are tree-related from community members each month, and we feel that this is very complementary program to our work. The resource is so great for those residents who have missed their neighborhood plantings or are just interested in planting another tree in their private property and are eager to plant. It's important for residents to have opportunities like TreeBait to engage in planting trees that benefit our community for years to come. This program also engages Portlanders in conversations about the importance of city trees, and the more we engage our communities in these issues, the better. Also, as a resident of North Portland, I frequent many local nurseries, and I've seen the wonderful signage that the TreeBait program puts out. I feel like it's very approachable, and Friends of Trees often holds brochures at our outreach tables that are a great resource for our community. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Would you like to put a plug in for your annual luncheon?
Sure. May 9th. It's actually an evening event this year.
Excuse me. Evening.
Yeah, at Lagunitas from 6 to 8 p.m. May 9th. Check it out. It's on our website, or you could just email Whitney D at friendsoftrees.org, and I'll hook you up.
Colleagues, any questions for our distinguished panel? Thank you all very much. Carla, has anyone signed up to testify?
No one else signed up.
Okay, lightning. And anyone else in the room that would like to testify? Joe Walsh, Mr. Walsh. I don't know whether this is in the record, but from fiscal year 2010 to fiscal year 2017, the total number of credits to customers was just under $70,000. So that gives you a sense of the cost to ratepayers. Lightning, welcome.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Creativity Watchdog. From my position, I'd like to discontinue this program. My reason being is that I don't think it should be a public utility program. I think it should be transferred over to Parks and Recreation. And it's my understanding Commissioner Fritz has already asked for an additional $100,000 possibly from the Parks and Recreation. So to me, I guess I'm not on the public utility board, but it kind of just jumps out at me. And I'm just saying I want to have it transferred, discontinued, and transferred over to Parks. Now, another issue is my understanding on this program, you're averaging about possibly 400 to 450 trees per year, if I'm correct by my analysis. Again, I think that number's a little bit on the low side. And one of the concerns I have is using the term plant trees for clean rivers. Well, the Willamette River is so polluted, if you want to swim in it, you know, take your chances on it. So obviously, in the past, we've failed. And my question is that, as you know, on that glass company, which determined that the trees were unhealthy, is that the reality is we have a lot of unhealthy trees. If you look along the river and you look at the trees themselves and the bark and how they're growing and different things like that, we've got a lot of unhealthy trees. And, you know, from my position, is I want to have a clear understanding that when you're saying clean rivers is that we don't have clean rivers. We have unhealthy trees. And, you know, from my position, you know, we need to really focus on this issue and understand that do we have other type of methods that we can build houses from and not use trees? Do we have other ways that we can build commercial buildings and not use trees? Because now it seems like we're almost going back to wanting to use more wood, and we have certain projects, yes, use more wood and cut the trees down. But the reality is, if you look at the past on what we've done by cutting all these trees down, well, we've got seriously polluted rivers. We have unhealthy trees. And let me tell you something. We have a lot of unhealthy people in this city because of that, because of the air they breathe, because of the ways that we've cut these trees down. So, you know, we need to have some straight talk on this, is that exactly what are you doing to have clean air? Exactly what are you doing to cut down of some of these emissions from diesel, number one, and different type of cars and different things that are making our trees unhealthy? Because we've got a serious problem here. And I want to see more trees planted. And I want to see different type of building methods to where we don't have to cut these trees down, and we take it serious and say, we don't want to cut these trees down to begin with. So that's my position. Thank you.
Thank you, Lightning. Mr. Walsh, welcome.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We fully support this. We think it shows the better part of our nature that we take care of the trees and we take care of the rivers. We have to do those kinds of things. And as long as we keep building with concrete, we're going to build ourselves into a major problem. We all know that. So if we have programs that perpetuate nature and bring it close to the urban area, we see that as a good thing. The second point is, and that's an unconditional support, by the way. Second thing is to remind the presiding official that the PowerPoints were, again, very difficult to read. So we had this running battle that the message below the presentation is not good enough. It leaves the people out that have visual impairments a part of the presentation, and I'm going to call you on this a lot. Because sooner or later, and I know this is going to take a while for everybody to get on board, if you present a power board or a power display, please, if you're listening, take into consideration us older folks that really want to read everything that's up there. We want to know what's going on. And if you make the print too small and we can't read it, we don't have a clue of what you're talking about. So once again, it's a technical criticism. It's not personal. It's a running problem that we've had for years. And I hope to live to see it resolve.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Walsh.
Sure.
This is a first reading of an ordinance. It'll go to a second reading next week. Jennifer, thank you, and thank you for our distinguished panelists for joining us. Our next